This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello, you're listening to William Hill's Golf Podcast, where we're going to be previewing the final day of the Masters. Incredible stuff so far. I'm Michael Wood in the studio, and joining me to preview all of today's action is Sky Sports pundit Jamie Spence. How are you, Jamie?
Yeah, I'm very well, Michael. What a weekend of sport we've had with all the other sports and the Grand National, and watching loads of rugby and football and boxing, and now we've got the golf to concentrate on tonight.
I know that's the one we're all looking forward to. And defending Masters champion Jordan Spieth goes into the final day at Augusta with a one-shot lead after shooting a 73. But for Rory McIlroy, it was desperate stuff, wasn't it, for him?
Yeah, 77 for Rory. No birdies. When you're not playing that well, you've got to make a few birdies, but he didn't hold the putts, did he? And unusually for Rory, his driving was very erratic, didn't hit enough fairways and just made it difficult for himself. On a difficult day, you'd have to say. But was he five back? He's still got a chance, but he's got to find a game somewhere.
Well, just going looking at the betting right now, Jordan Spieth is your 5-4 favourite. Jason Day at 11-2. Hideki Matsuyama is at 7-1. Dustin Johnson at 7-1. Smiley Kaufman at 12-1. And Rory McIlroy at 20s with the likes of Danny Willett and Bernard Langer.
I wouldn't be taking Spieth at 5-4. He didn't play well yesterday as well. You know what? I kept flicking in and out of the golf like a lot of people do, and watched more of it this morning. The only three drives I saw him hit, every one went way right on 17, 18 and the third early in his round. And he didn't play well at all. And he said in his conference afterwards, he said he must hit it better tomorrow if he's going to win, because he can't keep holding all those putts. And so it proved on the last couple of holes there. So I think he's vulnerable. Obviously, his record at the Masters is fantastic. He knows the course as well as anybody. But I think at the top of the market there, he's there to be shot at.
In terms of conditions today, a lot of the golfers already mentioned that. How's it looking later on today?
Yeah, well, it's been very windy, hasn't it, and breezy, and the course has definitely won out. There's only four players under par at the moment. It's very unusual. You think Spieth won last year with 18 under. Well, the weather forecast is better for today, and I hope they put the flags in more accessible positions on the green so that the players can make a few more birdies. I want to see a few players having a go. I mean, if you take someone like, say, Lee Westwood or Rory McIlroy, they've got to shoot 66 and 65 to have a chance of winning. And the only way they're going to do that is if the flags are in better positions.
You mentioned just there that you couldn't be having Jordan Spieth at the current price of 5-4. Would someone like Jason Day at 11-2 catch your eye?
He would. He was my pick at the start of the week, a slightly bigger price. And I just think he's hovering. Do you know what? When you haven't really been in contention all week and suddenly you've got a chance, you've got a lot more energy going forward into the last round. The spotlight's been on Spieth and McIlroy, actually, for the last 3 days. So someone like, well, especially Jason Day, he's just coming in under the radar, isn't he? Playing very well. He's only three behind. If he gets off to a start, he's the world number one. I think he's been playing the best golf all season. So he'll really fancy his chances, and I fancy him too.
And the likes of Bernard Langer, what a performance he put in yesterday.
It's amazing, isn't it? 58 years of age. He hasn't changed, Bernard. His game's exactly the same. He's a two-time champion. He's won here in 85, and his last win was 1993. That's a long time ago. And he's still using the long putter and using it to great effect. So I think if I was Bernard Langer, I want it to blow a gale and just sort a few players out, because Bernard will grind it away. But I think if the weather's better, that'll make it more difficult for Bernard.
And likes of Hideki Matsuyama, 7-1. How do you rate his chances on the final
I think
day?
He's the dark horse here, Michael Matsuyama. Good play. Won in Phoenix earlier this year. Fifth last year as well here. So he knows the course. And I think we sort of almost pushed to one side a lot of the Asian players and Japanese players, thinking they're going to crumble at the end of the rounds. Well, it's not quite like that these days. There's a lot of good players coming out of Asia, and Matsuyama's probably the best of them. And he's really proving himself on the PGA Tour. And I wouldn't put anybody off having a wager on Matsuyama.
Looking at Smiley Kaufman, he takes on a Jordan Spieth at 7:45 this evening. How do you think he'll get on?
Well, this is his debut, and he's out in the last group with the defending champion. It's going to be a difficult day, I think, for Smiley Kaufman. He's had a good year. There's no doubt about it. He won a tournament earlier this year called the Shriners, and he shot 61 in his last round there. That would take care of business tonight, wouldn't it? But he's not going to do that. I think he'll play well today, but I can't see him winning.
And Dustin Johnson is always a favourite with the punters at 9-1 on the outrights. How do you reckon he'll be getting on this afternoon?
Listen, I've tipped him enough, Dustin Johnson, and so he'll probably go and win it when I haven't tipped him. In fact, I've gone against him most of the week. So, yeah, he's such a talent, hits the ball a long way. If the putter works for Dustin Johnson, he could win, but he's proved in the past that he seems to find a way of losing events when he's got them in the palm of his hand.
Looking at the bigger prices, the likes of Brant Snedeker at 33-1, Lee Westwood at 40-1, are any of those in your reckoning?
Well, they've got to have a chance, haven't they? Depends what the leaders do, of course, especially Spieth. I thought Snedeker, I tipped him up as a possible each way bet yesterday. Snedeker, and has he got the firepower to shoot that low score? I'm not sure. If you look at someone like Lee Westwood, I really hope Lee has a big day, but his best score ever around the Masters, and he's had 58 rounds of golf around there, is 67. Would a 67 be good enough to win? I'm not sure. He's probably going to have to shoot his best score ever at Augusta if he's going to pull on a green jacket. And similarly with Rory, really, he's a bit one shot further back. Let's not forget Danny Willett as well. He's got to have a chance, and I feel someone from that group of even money one over is going to come through, shoot a low score and win it, and I think it'll be Jason Day.
You mentioned at the start of this podcast you had a Yankee for the fourth round, two balls, so plenty of betting to get involved with. So what would be your picks in this one?
Well, I only got two up out of the four yesterday. My banker was Shane Lowry against the amateur DeChambeau, and DeChambeau shot 77, but unfortunately Lowry shot 79, so that wasn't good. So today we'll try and go one or two better. Louis Oosthuizen is up against JB Holmes. He's 4-6. I fancy Louis. He's on the upgrade this week. The next pick would be Brant Snedeker against Søren Kjeldsen, who's played well this week, Søren, but I think Snedeker will pull through on that one. The third one, which is a bit of a gamble, I think Lee Westwood would really enjoy playing with Danny Willett. He's a friend, he's from the same management company, but I think Lee will be keen to put one over the young buck Willett, so I fancy Westwood at 11-8. And last but by no means least, I think Jason Day will beat Dustin Johnson at 4-5, so that's my Yankee.
And that's a tasty Yankee there. It pays at 10.5-1, so if you fancy that, of Usman, Snedeker, Westwood and Jason Day on the fourth round, two balls, 10.5-1. So in terms of this evening, how do you see it panning out? Where do you think we're going to see some shocks, some surprises?
Well, I'm intrigued to watch Bernard Langer to see what he can do. Same with Spieth. He's got to drive the ball better. He cannot drive the ball like that if he's going to win, I don't think. And then I'm looking further down at what Jason Day. I think Dustin Johnson's going to go all out. So will Danny Willett. So will Lee Westwood. It's going to be a great watch. Can Rory McIlroy turn that 77 into a 65 today? We'll wait and see. But as I say, I think it's going to be an Australian day.
Yeah, he's mentioned Rory McIlroy. He's teeing off at 6:55. And how do you see him? What does he need to do, do you think, to win the Masters?
Well, he's played well for the first 2 days. And just yesterday, you get days like that. You always get one day in a week of four, whoever you are, whatever tournament it is, where it just doesn't, you just don't feel quite the same, and the putter doesn't work or the driver, whatever it is. And Rory had that yesterday. He has the ability to shoot really low scores, but yeah, he just needed about 77 yesterday to turn it into a 74, and he'd still be in with a fighting chance. He's still got a chance, but it's a slim one. He's going to have to shoot a 66 at worst to win this. He's capable of doing that, but odds are against him, aren't they?
Well, Jamie, the time is now. What is going to be your pick to win the Masters?
Well, I think you all know this. The one player who's quite a long way back, Louis Oosthuizen, is four over. He has a tendency to come through in the last rounds. Watch out for Louis. But I've got to stick with my original pick at the start of the week, which is Jason Day. So he's a world number one. He's played the best golf this year, and I think he'll have a big day.
Jason Day to win the Masters is now 11-2. Well, Jamie, as always, thank you for previewing all the action at the Masters, and In Play Radio will have it all covered So make sure you tune into that. So Jamie, thank you very much.
Can't wait, Michael. Be watching it all night.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.